Hey, friends, welcome to this next episode of the Lucy Smiles Living Room podcast. I am so honored and blessed to have had an opportunity to sit down with Balgan Aksoy, who is a woman on a mission. She has worked in the tourism and hotel industry for 27 years and has since dedicated her life to creating massive global change physically, emotionally, spiritually, as the founder of Global Wellness Day. She has had this beautiful, beautiful mission and walked through barriers. She has made a dedication in her life to create something just from an idea. I met Balgan through my dear friend Ali Mang, who is now appointed the Canadian ambassador for the Wellness Global Wellness Day. And in this conversation, Balgan and I are going to talk about her past, her 27 plus years in the hotel and tourism industry. She's going to talk about this social project that has focused people on shifting the global understanding of what it means to be working with wellness. This is not about a luxury. This is about a necessity. And Balgan's mission and her drive to create this Global Wellness Day has been something that is near and dear to my own personal heart. And being able to sit with Balgan and talk about her past, talk about how this idea has come to fruition for her, she just really has this beautiful essence around what it means to live a well life, what it means to understand that one day can really shift your whole life. And her slogan is that. She will talk more about that as well too. And as the founder and initiator of the Global Wellness Day, Balgan intends to bring her vision to the world with the slogan, one day can change your whole life. And she celebrates this across the globe with tens of thousands of people, spas, businesses, individuals who have come together on the second Saturday in June every year to bring about this beautiful opportunity for us to understand what wellness really means on a global scale, but also what it means on an individual scale and what we can do to really take hold of what it means to be well in our own life. So I am so excited to introduce you to Balgan. I am so blessed to have had this opportunity to sit with her, talk about her story, talk about her experience in spas and tourism and the hotel industry. All of her information will be in the show notes today. So if you can, please take an opportunity to learn about this work that she is doing, how she has brought it to the world, how you can be a participant in such a small way or a larger way, depending on where this resonates with your heart. I believe that this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to wellness. And I also believe that when you hear one person's story of how they have decided to take an idea, turn it into a mission, and bring it out into the world, collectively, the world gets an opportunity to shift, to evolve, and to create this massive opportunity for people to come together, no matter what country you're in. So I hope you enjoy this beautiful episode with Balgan Aksoy of Turkey. I hope that this gives you an opportunity to take a look at your own life. Where can you evolve your own wellness? What does wellness mean to you? And how can we also bring this out into the world? So enjoy this episode. Hey, friends, and welcome to Lucy Smiles Living Room Podcast. I am your host, Diane Lozo, also known as Lucy Smiles. And I am so honored and grateful to be speaking today with the beautiful Balgan Aksoy, who is the founder of Global Wellness Day. Welcome to the show, Balgan.
Hello, Diane. Thank you very much for having me today.
I'm honored. So I just wanted to, you know, give a little bit of a background on Balgan today. So Balgan is in Istanbul, Turkey, and she is a woman on a mission who has worked in tourism and the hotel industry for 27 years. And her idea of Global Wellness Day, which we will get into the how she's pioneered this beautiful mission, came to her as an idea first, and now the magnitude of what this has created globally, with over 170 countries working to participate in the Global Wellness Day project, has been just insurmountable when you think about one idea turning into something on a global scale the way that it is. And Global Wellness Day, we are also going to touch on what it really means on a global collective perspective, but also how you could bring it into your individual self going inward and what that could mean for you that does then shift into this collective consciousness that we are creating here. So welcome, Belgen, to the show.
Thank you, Diane.
Yes.
Thank you for the introduction.
Yeah. So I, you know, as you know, I was introduced to you through the beautiful Ali Meng, who is a dear friend of mine from Canada, who has now been since appointed the Canadian ambassador for this beautiful global mission. And so I would love to really start, Belgen, by talking about, you know, you have worked in the tourism industry for the amount of time that you did. And then I would love for you to take us back to the experience of the inception of where this idea had come for you to then create what you have, which is a global mission with over 170 countries.
Yeah, Dan. Well, ever since I was a kid, I was drawn into the environments that brought people together in positive and uplifting ways. And growing up in a family that is involved in the hospitality industry, I witnessed firsthand the power of service and human connection. And I pursued hospitality management studies in Switzerland, where I deepened my understanding of creating experiences that leave a lasting emotional imprint. Mm-hmm. And over time, my passion evolved into a purpose. And in 2004, I was honored to be part of the founding team behind Turkey's first destination spa, Richmond Noa Wellness Spa. And I have to say, it was a milestone in my career and the beginning of a new chapter where wellness became the core of everything I did.
Wow. And so back in 2004, when all this started, and then we come to 2012, when this Global Wellness Day came to fruition for you. So can you share how, because one of the things that I really want people to grasp through these interviews and these beautiful conversations is many of us have these ideas and maybe we go to sleep with them and then we don't act on them. And that's the difference of creating global lasting change. And so for you, this specific beautiful project that you've created, and also with your slogan, one day can change your whole life. So what was that day for you?
A Global Wellness Day came from a deeply personal journey. And until 2004, I believed I was living a healthy lifestyle. I was eating well and exercising regularly and just feeling happy. But everything changed when I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Mm-hmm. And I had to immediately reevaluate many aspects of my life. And during my radioactive iodine treatment, I was isolated in a hospital room for 9 days. Wow. My son was just 17 months old. And as a new breastfeeding mother, I had to stop breastfeeding. And my hormones were all over the place. And emotionally, it was a very tough time. Mm-hmm. But it also gave me a lot of space to think. That experience led me to a profound realization that health and happiness are inseparable and balance is everything. Wellness wasn't something I had deeply explored before, but after my diagnosis, it became my guide. And around the same time, we opened Richmond Noa Wellness Spa, which aligned perfectly with my new purpose. You know, when you are actually paying attention, the universe is giving you all these signals and solutions for your problems. You just need to be aware and see the answers. So by 2012, I kept hearing this inner voice where I thought I was going crazy. This inner voice was saying something like, you know, what are you going to do for the world? And I was like, what can I do for the world? I am just one single individual and the world is so big. Who am I to do something for the world?
Yeah.
So, then I said, well, anyway, like, it's going to stop. This voice is going to stop. Because the interesting thing, Diane, it was not my inner voice talking to me. You know, like we have our inner voice and it talks to us. So it happened to me before and I did not think I was going crazy. But this time, the different thing is that it was not my inner voice. It was another woman's voice. It was not my inner voice. So it was like an outside voice that I was hearing, but it was inside me. It's like difficult to explain. And it kept on saying, what are you going to do for the world? What are you going to do for the world? So like a few days pass and I'm not sharing this information with anyone because I don't want people to think that I lost it. So one day I just went in front of my computer and I wrote Global Wednesday on the search engine on Google, hoping that Global Wednesday, actually not hoping, I was almost sure that Global Wednesday existed, a day dedicated to wellness has existed. And I just wanted to go to one of these celebrations and have an idea about what I can do for the world.
Yeah.
So then I write, enter, and I see nothing coming up. Nothing.
Wow.
So imagine this is 2012, and there was no Wellness Day or Global Wellness Day existed. And so I said, well, why don't we start it? Not thinking that it was going to be, it was going to become a global day. That's why I called it a Wellness Day. And our first event was held at Richmond Noah with like 170 people.
So if you think about
it, 170 people and now over 170 countries. So, and so we built the second Saturday of June, and that, you know, modest event marks the beginning of something much bigger than I could have imagined.
Isn't it so beautiful to you? Because I think about your story of this inception of this idea that really just, now you can think about, you know, you've got, you know, tens of thousands of locations worldwide. Now, I would love to know, you know, what makes this concept of living well, you know, so important? And I think, you know, for me, when I think about wellness, again, we could talk about greens juice, we could talk about yoga retreats, but it's really so much more. And I get shivers just thinking about it. So can you share with me, you know, across the globe, what that looks like in different cultures and communities, and what you have seen that maybe even surprised you of how people are bringing your concept, your vision, your mission of, you know, one day that can change your whole life in different cultures and communities? Can you share and talk about what you've seen because of the vastness and the diversity that is our world and what that looks like around wellness and living well?
It's very different. The purpose of Global Wellness Day obviously is to enhance the level of wellness in that country that we are celebrating it. Right. So what wellness is in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills is very different than the Myanmar border, where people are living in extreme difficult conditions.
Yeah.
So the reason that I give these two examples is because on the same day, simultaneously on Global Wellness Day, on these two locations, for maybe 7-8 consecutive years, Global Wellness Day is being celebrated. So one is like the top of the top, which is like the Four Seasons Beverly Hills is celebrating Global Wellness Day, and Shivasom, it's a wellness resort that is celebrating its 30th year in Thailand, is also celebrating Global Wellness Day, but bringing their service to the Myanmar border for the 10th year this year.
Wow.
And there to, and I also for the fourth time, I just came back actually for the fourth year, I go together with them. And what we do is, you know, we bring food supply and medical aid. We play games with the kids. Those are people like that are living in really, really difficult conditions. Like, you know, they're lacking toilets and hygiene conditions are not the highest. And, you know, we clean lice from kids' heads, things like that. So, you know, it would be really and nonsense if we said, hey, Global Wellness Day, people, here's your green juice, you know, to them. Or, hey, it's Global Wellness Day, let's have a yoga session together. So that's not what we do to celebrate Global Wellness Day there. But in Four Seasons Beverly Hills, which is perfectly fine, because the level of wellness in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, is very high. And people already drink green juice. People already, most of the people are already eating healthy. They have the knowledge and they have the access.
That's right.
To the people that that are leaders in the industry. And so they are already doing yoga. And what they're doing on Global Wellness Day is they're doing practicing yoga at the helicopter pad together with the celebrity yogi of Alo Yoga.
Wow.
And then they're having like a food or cooking workshop together with famous Kimberly Schneider.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. For them, you know, that's like, okay, it's Global Wednesday. How can I enhance it? Because I practice yoga every day anyway. Okay, then I'm going to go to the helicopter. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's very different. But unfortunately, one thing is common is the misconception of what wellness is. I thought at the beginning, like in 2012, when everything started, I thought the misconception was only in my country. But with all my travels and going to these conferences across the globe, I realized that this misconception is global. People think wellness is only for the people who can afford it. It's right. Only for the elite. And it only means wearing leggings and practicing yoga and drinking green juice. Then you're well. Which there's nothing wrong with practicing yoga and drinking green juice. I do that every day. But that's not all about it. And it does not mean that if you don't have access to let's say going to a fitness center with super high technology fitness equipments, it does not mean that you don't have access to wellness. You can be living anywhere in the world and you can be coming from any socioeconomic level or status. You can still have access to wellness. It is the inherent right of every individual that breathes in this planet. This needs to change. I think the reason why there is this misconception is because the word wellness usually comes together with spa. Mm-hmm. Right, like Dan, it's like, you know, wellness and spa, like most of the hotels. And spa obviously is a place to pamper yourself. Yes, you know, you need to be able to afford to go into a spa, but not necessarily if you cannot go to a spa, you can. It doesn't mean that you don't have access to wellness. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
That's really something that we need to change in the world, because in the industry, I see that, you know, there's more and more supplements and gadgets and all these devices, and every day there's something new, and it looks like you cannot have access to this gadget. Well, no wellness for you, or like you're missing out something.
Exactly.
from your wellness, from the wellness in your life. And you know, they're all add-ons, but without any of those, yes, if you're in Myanmar, if that day you don't have lice on your hair, you have clean water to drink and food to put in your stomach, a toilet to go to, well, you just enhanced your wellness.
Yeah. It's wonderful that you're saying that as well too, because I do know that, you know, many wellness initiatives are monetized, like you said. So it's like, you know, and I think about too, maybe like the narratives that we say or that we're used to saying is, you know, I'm just going to go away for the weekend. I'm going to go away to the retreat. I'm going to go, we're heading off to the spa to get, you know, some Zen energy. And, you know, so, and many initiatives, you know, globally projects are monetized as well too. So yet Global Wellness Day is not for profit. You know, we are not charging anyone for anything. So yes. I would love to touch on that, why that is so important for you, which I know you touched a little bit, but I want people to understand that if you're going to be creating an initiative for Global Wellness Day in June, that this is not something that we are making a profit from. So, you know, we're not charging anybody for it. And I also wanted to talk about too, is that, you know, with the traditions all over the world, you know, the activities span differently from country to country, and also wanting to diversify and encourage people, you know, what that could look like in global participation. And so let's first touch on, you know, your reasoning why, again, you know, it's so important that people understand that we're not monetizing, if you touch on that first. And then I would love to go into talking about how we can diversify, bringing in, like, amplifying what wellness is, not just retreats and you know, spa-like environments.
Well, why is it 100% not for profit? Because I believe that true wellness should not come with a price tag. And from the beginning, I was very clear, Global Wellness Day must remain non-commercial and non-profit. And I have with all my heart and have always believed that wellness, like I said, should not be a luxury, but a necessity for all communities, regardless of their socioeconomic status. And that's why we don't allow any ticket sales or entrance fees or discounts or promotions or packages, et cetera, at our events. And it's easy to commercialize wellness, but it's actually harder to keep it pure. Wow. And I wanted people to experience the joy and impact of wellness without selling anything. Yeah. And when people come to a Global Wellness Day celebration event, they know it's from the heart, and that integrity is what keeps this movement genuine. And I think that's why it has been embraced by so many people across the globe.
Right. And it must be wonderful for you to be able to see the differences of how people are bringing wellness through this movement. You know, one of the quotes that's so important to me that I heard so many years ago, and it's always sat with me as I'm also actually, you know, experiencing some really close friends of mine who are going through not being well. Mm-hmm. And you realize too that it really is foundational. So one of the quotes that is near and dear to my heart is, whenever you have your health or your wellness, you have a million wishes, or you think you have a million problems. Mm-hmm. But whenever you don't have your health, you have one wish and you have one problem, and that's to regain your health. And so I really just, you know, and I get shivers again, just thinking about how one idea that you had created, that you decided, yes, I'm going to actually work with this, and you didn't have the expectation of, I'm going to try to get every country on board. Mm-hmm. It really is obvious then that this is such a foundational and important movement, because you wouldn't have went from 170 people to 170 plus countries, you know, over the last, you know, just 14 years or, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I would love for you to, you know, as we are getting ready, you're 16 days before your next Global Wellness Day. I'm here in Mexico, and I know you have an amazing ambassador that I was actually connected with from Cabo, who mm-hmm. is the ambassador for Mexico. I'm excited to, and I've already spoken to some really dear friends of mine here in Mazatlan, Mexico. We're going to do something really great. You know, I was thinking about, you know, cleaning the beaches, you know, working with the local residents, mm-hmm. And you bringing something like that in, where for me, you know, Global Wellness Day will be the catalyst for that. But I'm excited to then bring it in on a daily basis or on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, and then bringing about creating even more momentum for the next Global Wellness Day and being mm-hmm. able to, you know, just amplify and evolutionize what it is that you've created as one seed that's created this global massive change. So, you know, I wanted to ask you, just as I was hearing your story and as you're sharing, is there anything that surprised you through the communities that you're working with, the collaborators all over the world, that really touched your heart? That, you know, something that they're doing that you're like, wow, this is exactly the epitome of why I did what I did. I would love if you can think of any examples to share with people.
Well, what I just mentioned in Thailand, what Shivasom mm-hmm. is doing, that the fact that it's a luxury wellness resort. So it would be totally fine for them to say, you know, on Global Wellness Day, we're going to do this XYZ for our guests. and keep it within our premises, but that's not what they're doing. They're taking their services with a volunteer staff group two, three hours drive and bringing it to the remote areas to people that live in difficult conditions. So that's something that really touches my heart. Another one is, you know, sometimes people are thinking, oh, you know, you need a big budget to celebrate Global Wellness Day, and where do we find the money? And actually, if you just give your time and your energy, there are, like, you know, so many ways to celebrate Global Wellness Day. For example, in Brazil and Argentina, what they're doing is they're bringing a group of voluntary hairdressers to the senior houses, and they're fixing their hair. And for the ones that don't want their hair to be fixed, they're just, you know, sometimes just sitting and having a chat with them, because most of the time the expectation of those people are someone to talk to,
right?
Or they dance with them, or they play board games with them. So if you think about it, it's like, on Global Wellness Day, if you come together 3, 4, 15, 20, whatever, friends, family together, and say, you know, we want to do something to help others, because, you know, which I'm going to mention, there's 7 steps of Global Wellness Day, and one is do a good deed. So, you know, we can actually, they can say, we want to do a good deed. And with that, we're going to enhance our wellness, because when we do a good deed, if I do a favor to you, if I do something nice for you, obviously, you know, that's going to be a plus for you, but then it's going to be really cherishing and nourishing for my heart as well, seeing you happy, seeing the fact that I was able to do something good for you, and to see your smile. Or to make your day, or to make, you know, your minute, and to change something in you, or to make you feel like you're seen. You know, when we just, I think it's like, I've seen a movie of, I think it was Demi Moore. It was like, you know, this movie in the past times, and they were giving this punishment to Demi Moore for being unfaithful. I don't remember the whole movie, but what stuck with me is that the punishment that they gave her, they made her wear this thing that she was holding on her neck all the time, and when she was walking in her neighborhood, the punishment was like she was going to be unseen. Oh. Nobody was going to see her. They were just going to pass by her, and she was going to be like invisible. Imagine the punishment. You know, like, we're here to grow, we're here to be seen, we're here to help each other, we're here to say, this is what I was able to give, this was the service that I was able to give to the world. And imagine you are not able to do that because nobody is seeing you. So I think, you know, even if you cannot go to a senior house, just make sure that you saw somebody that day. You know, you made somebody seen and say, wow, okay, I actually exist. There's so many people that are in depression in the world. And one of the main reasons is because, you know, they feel lonely. And loneliness is a huge problem. And why are they feeling lonely? Because they're not feeling that they're seen. They don't feel like they exist. Most of them, they question. There are many people that question their existence.
Yeah.
To come to that point, you know, that's like, I think you cannot feel more alone than that if you're questioning your existence.
I agree.
So it's just giving a minute, sometimes a second of one, you know, eye contact, and you might change the world.
Yeah, it's true, because even if you walk down the street, you'd be shocked. You're shocked whenever you give an intentional look and a smile intentionally, people sometimes I notice, because everyone's on their phone so much the last while, you know, they'll be like, they almost look shocked. Like, did you look at me? And then they get shocked. They're not used to it. It's unfamiliar almost. And so being able to acknowledge people is so huge. And like you'd said, to be able to just be seen, because we just want to be acknowledged in our life. And it doesn't have to be acknowledged for what we're doing, but just who we are. And so I think that's really beautiful. I want to touch on then your, you know, Reconnect Magenta is the theme for 2025. And I wanted to share about, you know, what that means. Can you share what that means in terms of the theme and how that's come about so that we can get familiar with what that means for the Global Wellness Day movement?
Sure. So every year we have a different theme. Last year it was Dance Magenta, and this year it's Reconnect Magenta. We decide on the themes together with our Global Wellness Day ambassadors. And this year we decided for Reconnect Magenta because after years of, you know, digital overwhelm and global uncertainty, we're inviting people to reconnect with the nature, with themselves, and with each other. And the color magenta, which is the color of Global Wellness Day, has always been a symbol of transformation and emotional balance and universal harmony. You know, so many people think, oh, it's magenta because it's my favorite color. It's not. It's not. My favorite color is something completely different. So we did not choose magenta because it was my favorite color. We chose it because, you know, it's the color. Obviously, you know, colors have meanings, and magenta is a symbol of, like I said, of transformation and balance and universal harmony. So with Reconnect Magenta, we're encouraging communities to organize, obviously, complementary events that are that promote connection in meaningful ways through art and self-care and environmental protection and kindness. So individuals can join simply by starting their own wellness journey, by adopting Global Wellness Day 7-Step Manifesto in their daily routine. And I had said that I was going to mention about the 7-Step Manifesto, I think. Yeah. Now is a point to mention what they are.
Yes, please.
Seven simple steps that can be taken by people from any age group and people that live anywhere in the world. So it's drink more water and don't use plastic bottles. Walk for an hour. Eat healthy. Do a good deed. Have a family dinner. And sleep at 10. And the sleep at 10 is a little bit difficult for, especially for the Mediterranean countries. Like if you think about that, in Spain, they go to dinner at 10. Yeah. So I said at least sleep at 11. And, you know, obviously there is a scientific reason behind it. You know, we all know that the growth hormone we release between 11 p.m. And 3 a.m. So regardless of how many hours we're sleeping, what time we're waking up, it's important that we're sleeping between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. Yeah. So that's the core of the sleep that we need to get. So individuals can either attend to their local Global Wellness Day celebration or create their own with family and friends by planting a tree or spending quality time offline with their loved ones. And every act of reconnection helps create the ripple effects we need in the world today. But first thing, we invite everyone to reconnect with themselves.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you say that, because with the manifesto, it's like anything else. When you start something, you can create a new habit. And so, you know, when you say the manifesto is, you know, drink more water, go for a walk, family dinners, these are things that don't cost anything. Exactly. So you don't have to put in your budget wellness. You can, if you want to start, you know, eating more organic or, you know, whatever that looks like. But this is about being able to do what Mother Nature had intended.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, to keep it simple. And so I love that so much. And I wanted to ask you as well, too, Belgan, as you're in this, the 2025, you know, where do you see, you know, say from 5 years from now, what do you hope? Because there's been such an evolution for you over the last 14 years, and we're 16 days into the next beautiful Global Wellness Day. So I would love to, you know, as we're closing out today, you know, your vision from a seed to what this is now, 5 years from now, what would you like to see evolve, perhaps, if anything, through this evolution that you've created?
Well, I would like Global Wellness Day to be celebrated forever. And obviously, we all have a certain amount of time that we can be in, you know, in this world. And I personally have given so much of my energy and my love to Global Wellness Day. But other than me, so many Global Wellness, 120 Global Wellness Day ambassadors and key supporters along the years have given so much of their time and energy to Global Wellness Day. So all this work that we have put in and all this time that we have put in, it would be a pity if once I'm gone, it fades away and there is no more Global Wellness Day. Yeah. So it is my duty as the founder to make sure that I am protecting, let's say, this time and energy of all these beautiful people that are giving from their hearts, and to make sure that it will keep on being celebrated. And I have always thought that the road to that goes through Global Wellness Day becoming a day of the United Nations official calendar. Yeah. So it's not easy when you're an individual, when you're not a president of a country, when you're not a prime minister of a country, and when you're just an individual that has goals of a president, let's say, or of a prime minister.
Yeah.
And obviously with the politics and with all that is going on in the world, with all this craziness, with all this dust that is in the air, to say, hey, you know, yeah, United Nations Global Wellness Day, like, you know, can we make sure it's on the official calendar, and being, you know, from Turkey. So it's not an easy thing, but I don't give up. I continue to work on that. So the goal, yeah, to answer your question, the goal is to see Global Wednesday in the official calendar of the United Nations.
That's beautiful. And as you're sharing that, something that just came to me as well too, is that you are leaving a legacy. This is a legacy mission that you have created. I don't foresee it going anywhere other than expansion. And then it led me to realize too, the importance also that we didn't really touch on is, I think, like, I don't personally have children, but I've got, you know, my nephews and my nieces in their 30s, 20s, in teens, and I've got new grandnieces, just, you know, 2-year-old and one on the way. And I thought, you know, what better opportunity for us to really bring it into the minds of children? Exactly. Because then as we have, you know, the 120 ambassadors who are adults, you know, we all are going to be moving on and transitioning, then bringing those children in to create it as something that's just well known for them, familiar to them, creating that right from, you know, young kids, so that whenever they grow up, they want to be the next appointed country ambassador. And so then I you know, I think that'd be really great to bring it into the playgrounds, bring it into the children's just forefront of that as something to get them excited, especially because it's like the starting of summer. So I think that'd be, you know, that a great way to keep that legacy of yours going.
And the wellness for kids is so important. We need to, we have to start, if we don't want the middle-aged people walking in the aisles of the self-help in the aisles of the bookstores of self-help, wondering, oh my god, I'm in my 40s now, I need to learn, what kind of diet shall I do, what kind of water shall I drink, oh my god, how do I breathe, like, what kind of breathing shall I do? It's like we complicate everything to the point that we forget the simple answers that we actually know deep inside, you know, from our grandmothers and grandfathers. Like the answers are there. Like just keep it simple, and you know how to breathe, and you actually know what you should eat. It's not the blight type diet or the Atkins or this or that, which I've done so many of them to find my balance.
Yeah.
You know, been there, done that, made those mistakes, going to extreme with my diet, calculating everything, counting the almonds that I eat, and putting fitness into the core of my life and saying no to my social life because I have to exercise that day. And if not, you know, I cannot go to sleep. So. Wow. I have been in those extremes, and I found that, you know, balance, it's all about balance. It is all about balance. And we're not just our physical body. Exactly. You know, I can look, or you can look extremely fit, and but maybe, you know, deep inside, you're just shattered, or the vice versa. You know, there's so many people out there that they don't look fit, but they're the most joyful people. Mm-hmm. So it is A lifelong journey. Mm-hmm. Wellness, I think, is a lifelong journey because I am not balanced every day. I don't know if you are. I don't know if there's anybody who
is. I don't think so. If they're saying they are, they're not being honest.
You know, sometimes I'm physically great, I'm feeling, but then, you know, emotionally I'm not, or, you know, like mentally, you know, it's somewhere else. So it's like, it's a lifelong journey of these ups and downs of trying to find the
balance,
maximum balance that we can find. And we need to teach that to the kids starting from, I would say, 2 years old.
I agree.
Not later. That's why we need to have wellness classes in kindergartens, you know, with games, through games. Kids need to learn how to breathe, how to stop and take a breath and actually calm themselves down, you know, the stress management. This can start from 2 years old, and they can really understand what it means to eat something, to take the simplest thing, you know, a walnut into their hands and really look at it first, smell it, touch it, and take a little bite and get the taste of it. Like, unfortunately, in today's world, kids are in front of
their screens.
You know, their screens, and they're in the meantime, they're eating without realizing what they're eating, why they're eating, and how much they're eating. So it's extremely important that we teach kids starting from 2 years old mindful eating and mindful breathing. And they're like sponges. And if we give them to that, I think it would be a completely different world today. Crime rates would go down if kids learned to manage their stress and their anger with just taking one more breath. There's so many people in jail as we speak that I'm sure they're saying, if I took that one single extra breath and calmed myself down, I was not going to, I don't know, kill that person or injure that person. Or we're human beings, and sometimes it gets all black and we can have extreme anger and do something that we wouldn't necessarily do. But that one moment can change people's lives, that they end up behind the bars because they were never taught how to take that extra breath to, okay, now, you know, to give themselves the chance to calm down.
I totally agree with that because it's so funny. Well, it's not funny, but it's, I go back to now, I keep on hearing the theme for this year with reconnect. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is the most powerful thing when you think about it, because a lot of times we do create reactions based on emotion. And that's what you're saying, because we're not allowing ourselves to breathe through. I believe that we're meant here not to become perfect. Mm-hmm. I believe that our journey as humans on this earth, like you said, we're all, physical is just one part of us, is to actually learn self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And with mindful breathing and mindful eating, you know, then you're more self-aware. But if you're eating and watching a screen, You're not noticed. You'll just eat whatever's on your plate. You're not chewing the amount of times that actually there's like a science around how many times to chew your food. Mm-hmm. We've lost all of that. And so I really do believe, Belgen, that this reconnect magenta is like the most powerful year to remember who we are. Just like you'd mentioned with our ancestors, you know, when you think about all of these different extremes and the diets and the books and all those things, really what we want is we want to go back to just eat real food,
exactly.
Just have real conversations, yeah. Reconnect with people, build actual community. You know, when we think about our ancestors back in the day, the most important way that people learned was they shared stories around a campfire. Mm-hmm. That was how we learned, how we educated. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that too. And I think my grandniece, the youngest of my family, just turned 2 on the 24th of May. And I think about, you know, that's where it needs to start. Sure, the 20-year-olds and the 30-year-olds, the 40-year-olds, like you said, we don't want to have to like try to learn in our mid adulthood. Mm-hmm. Bring it in as something that is just normal. And, you know, bringing that in right from the beginning, I think is so beautiful. And I would even say as well, too, even if Global Wellness Day, you just didn't have your phone for the day, mm-hmm. and say and journal, what was I able to see of Mother Nature, or mm-hmm. what were the conversations that I had that
Simple
I would not
that.
Have had? That's mm-hmm. it. And it doesn't cost a thing.
No, nothing.
So I'm so honored, Belgen, to be able to really just share and spread your light to other people around what this really means. I really want people to understand what they can do, mm-hmm. you know, small little seed of possibility for people, no matter what country that they're in. So can you share, you know, how we can, number one, find you, find the movement, you know, get connected with and reconnected with the manifesto that is Global Wellness Day. Also, you know, what can we do and how can we share this with the world and what we're doing on that day? So anything that you can do to share, to spread light.
Well, so to repeat, by the way, I made a mistake and I said last year's theme was Dance Magenta. That was the year before, 16 days before Global Wednesday. My mind is a bit tangled.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. It was Magenta Nature last year.
Oh,
so,
beautiful.
Correction. So Global Wednesday is going to be celebrated on June 14th. This year, because every year it's on the second Saturday of June, and this year that falls to June 14. And the website of Global Wellness Day is www.globalwellnessday.org, not com.
Yep.
org. And there is all the information that you would need to celebrate Global Wellness Day, what Reconnect Magenta means, you know, videos about last year's and what a Global Wellness Day celebration would look like. That could give an example for people to that wants to have an idea about. Mm-hmm. And global on social media, it's important to tag at Global Wellness Day. So there are so many Global Wellness Day accounts on Instagram or on Facebook, like Global Wellness Day Turkey, Global Wellness Day France. But if you want to tag the main account, that's at Global Wellness Day.
Perfect.
And the hashtag is #GlobalWellnessDay. And this year, it's also #ReconnectMagenta. So tag Global Wellness Day, #GlobalWellnessDay, #ReconnectMagenta. And once they post with those tags and hashtags, then we can find you. We can see the beautiful celebrations that your audience will be doing. And sometimes, you know, we collect some videos that we
think.
We prepare the Global Wellness Day around the world video. So yeah, who knows? Maybe we get a video from your audience too.
Yeah, I would love that. Well, mm-hmm. I just want to say a big thank you, because I know you've got 16 days before the big day and you've got a lot on your plate. This is my dog Angel. She wants to be part of Global Wellness Day.
Oh, you came at the perfect point.
Tell you, it's the wildest, most beautiful intuition, you know, with the dog. So she knows we're closing out. So she always wants to say goodbye to the guests.
Oh my God, how does she know? Well, that's
every
amazing.
Every episode.
Wow.
Angel, Yeah, it's pretty profound. She also wants to be part of it. So she wants to know how does she connect with all the dogs. She'll do a dog global wellness day.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So I would just want to say a big thank you to you. You've been such an inspiration when I was first introduced to you through Ali Meng, who again, I'll actually put Ali Meng's info for all of you Canadian audience who want to understand what we're doing in Canada. You know, in Mexico, go to globalwellnessday.org to find the country that you're in, connect with the people that are collaborating and participating and creating this beautiful movement. And just want to say, you know, this is one seed that's created, one little idea that's turned into over 170 countries. And we're only, I would say you're just still at the beginning. And so creating this beautiful legacy, Belgian, I just want to say a big thank you to you for being here. I'm excited to be a part of this with you. And so grateful for your time today.
Thank you very much. Well, yeah, wish you all the best. And with the slogan of Global Wednesday, one day can change your whole life. And I hope Global Wednesday will change the life of your audience this year.
Thank you. Thank you. And to my beautiful audience, I just want to say a big thank you for always supporting us, taking time out to learn about other people who are actually following the magic that ignites their inner essence. And so until next time, we'll see you soon. Thank you, Belgian.
Thank you. Bye.